Coming up on Minnesota Native News, an Indian Women's Resource Center is teaming up with police officers to stop sex trafficking of Native American girls and women. An award-winning author who writes about Native American experience in northern Minnesota has singled out a rising star in the book world, and the Osburgh Native American Film Festival celebrates its 11th year, kicking off with a film about the U.S.-Dakota War of 1862.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Sexual exploitation and violence against Native American women remains a problem both on and off the reservation. That's why the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center brought leaders and experts together to dig deeper into the issue. Their goal? To find ways to support one another and find solutions to the problem. One Minneapolis-based organization, the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, is partnering with police in order to find ways to work to prevent sexual exploitation. Sandy Pierce, a survivor of sexual abuse herself, spoke at the conference about how young Native women in Minneapolis get lured into a life of sexual exploitation. Pierce says it comes down to a lack of opportunities.
This is everywhere. Everywhere there's a large concentration of Native people in poverty. We're going to see this. When there are no choices, sometimes there's a not good choice, but it doesn't look like a choice. It looks like your only option.
Sandy Pierce and others from the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center are now working with law enforcement officers in Minneapolis. Pierce says working with the Minneapolis Police Department has been a positive experience. She says working together with Officer Grant Snyder has changed her views on how community leaders and law enforcement can work together.
And Minneapolis, Grant Snyder and the vice unit there are stars. And I've never thought that I would say that about a police officer. As a survivor, I had very poor experiences with police officers.
Community organizations like Little Eartha United Tribes and Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center are also working to combat the problem by reaching out to girls and families that may be vulnerable. Ojibwe author Louise Erdrich is one of the best-known Native American women writers in the country. Her widely acclaimed books explore the lives and stories of Native people in our state. Now, another Minnesotan, an award-winning Native writer, Linda Lagarde Grover, is getting singled out as a rising star. In her 2010 book, The Dance Boots, Lagarde Grover recounts the lives of Native Americans living in northeastern Minnesota. She writes about how Native Americans experienced the fallout from boarding schools and the policy of termination, which sought to end the recognition of American Indian tribes in the 1960s. It's all based on research she's compiled while teaching at the University of Minnesota, Duluth. The Dance Boots won the Flannery O'Connor Award for Short Fiction in 2009. Linda Lagarde Grover said she finds writing historical fiction easier for her.
It was just very, very difficult emotionally and otherwise to do this. And so for me, it gives me just a little bit of a barrier between me and the material.
Linda Lagarde Grover's second novel-length collection of stories titled The Road Back to Sweetgrass also features research she's completed about the Dawes Act, where Indian land was divided and sold to settlers across the United States. Some of the same characters from her previous works appear in this new novel, set to be released this spring. For 11 years, Osburgh College has showcased Native American films and videos, some made by accomplished filmmakers and some made by amateurs, hoping to get exposure and feedback for their work. Recently, the annual Osburgh Native American Film Festival kicked off with a film by actor, filmmaker, and writer Sheldon Wolfchild. It's called Star Dreamers, and it's about the U.S.-Dakota War of 1862. The festival's curator, M. Elise Marubio, has worked on the festival from the beginning. Marubio is an associate professor at Osburgh and teaches in the American Indian Studies Department. She's authored several books, including one about Native Americans and representation in film. Marubio says the festival is about creating a dialogue around the subject matter in the films in a safe space.
This festival is really about providing free venues for Native filmmakers to be able to show their films to a wide variety of audiences, to bring them into conversation with not only the film and its message, but with other Native peoples and with the filmmakers themselves.
The festival continues throughout the month and will feature films from Native filmmakers across the country. All screenings are free and open to the public. This is Minnesota Native News, online at minnesotanativenews.org.